So of course, rather than just using age as your threshold, you could use age plus the results of a predictive test to classify future risk. And then, rather than using age, you would use the age at which you offer screening would then vary according to your underlying risk from other factors. And broadly speaking, you could identify the age at which your 10-year risk is 2.3%. So we know that some 50-year-old women's 10-year risk is less than 2.3, and some is greater than that. And so you decide at which age to start screening based on when you reach the sort of magical 2.3 threshold. And every time you add a risk factor, whether it's a gene or some other risk factor, then you have the potential for reclassifying women into those who would be offered screening and those who wouldn't. And I'm going to try and show you those.